So in the sugi here on Kuf Amir Aleph, we have a statement of Rav, and Rav says that when the tipas, when the chatichas nevela is cooked with a chatichas shchuta, a chatichas heter, then it becomes nevela. And then it asks the entire taroves b'min b'mino. We pointed out already that according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, you cannot take the Gemara kipshuta, because Rabbeinu Ephraim denies the possibility that chaticha nas nevela applies to nevela. But rather, what Rav was saying, according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, was that only if that tap chaticha of heter received a tam of nevela, only then can it be like a nevela, shall we say, replace the nevela, and engender an iser in all the chatichos midin min bimino osur b'mashu. However, according to those who disagree with Rabbeinu Ephraim, we can take Rav kipshuto, and Rav establishes chaticha nasis nevela even in the case of Shari Surim, even in the case of Nevela. However, even so, the principle of Chaticha Nasis Nevela only applies if there was an Asinas Tam between the Nevela and that piece of meat, which we call meat number two, the one that received the Tam of the Nevela.
Okay, Asinas Tam means that there was something banned.
Right, there was a chatichas nevela in the first cooking. Later on, we removed it. Rashi says we recognized it. But that be'en of nevela was cooked together with one piece of shchuta. And Rav says that if and only if there was an asinas tam, which we always translate into the ratio between 1 and 59, into the heter, that piece of meat that was cooked with the nevela, then the heter becomes itself nevela. What does that mean? According to Rabbeinu Ephraim, it can't mean what we think it means. It can't mean that it becomes gufo shel iser, because Rabbeinu Ephraim rejects the possibility of chanan b'shari surim. Fine. So it means that it has the ability to engender iser in the other chatichos. But even if you hold like the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam against Rabbeinu Ephraim, even if you're going to maintain the chaticha nas nevela, nevertheless, we're not out in the clear, because Rav insists on adding a condition to chaticha nas nevela, and that is that there was an asinas tam in the first cooking. Thank you. And the question that all the Rishonim address is that if Rav, we know that Rav holds, like Rabbi Yehuda, that min b'mino lo batel, and therefore in that first cooking, the heter, the shchuta, becomes asur, even if there was no nesinas tam, afilu bielef, even if it was only a mashahu. So then why not be consistent? Once you're establishing that the piece of meat of shchuta on top, out of the rotav, whatever it might be, or cooked together in a pot, receives a mashahu, and that itself is enough to engender an iser in that piece of meat, why don't we go one step further and therefore apply the principle of chaticha nasis nevela? Meaning, why does Rav stipulate that the first piece of meat has to receive tam? Even if it didn't receive tam, that piece of meat became asura because of a mashahu, because min bimino afil ve'elef lo batel. Once that piece of meat becomes asur, why could it not engender an iser in the rest of the kedera? And
the mashu isn't strong enough. Transfer.
So we had here a number of different variations, right, which you may remember on page Samach Beis that we had. In case you don't have that, I have it here for you. You have it. And again, we're not going to go over all those variations right now, but what we do want to focus our attention on, which is something that we began at the end of the shiur, is the Taz.
Yeah, I didn't understand the rush, by the way, just a second.
Yeah, the rush was very complicated, and Bli Neder we'll try to come back to that rush. All right. Now, what I want to begin with you today is with the Moreshes Moshe. We haven't seen him in a good while, so it's, you know, we don't want him to be insulted. And on the left side of your page, which should say Kuf Chaf Hey on top. The left side, you'll see something called, not all the way in the bottom, called Din Hanan Be'isur Mashe.
Who is Moreshes Moshe?
He's a Rosh Yeshiva in the Mir Yeshiva. I don't know, is his name written here? Just 1 second.
I'm just curious.
Moshe Steinhuis. Okay. And he gives you an anthology. I think it's a sefer that's very very similar to the Yalkut Biurim, but from time to time he has something that you won't find in the Yalkut. And he writes the following: Nechleku Rishonim, Ha'im Nemar Din Chanan Be'isur Mashehu, O Rak Beshir Shal Nesinas Tam. In other words, this is our issue of min bimino according to Rabbi Yehuda, where the Iser is engendered by Mashu. And now the question is, once that Chatichas Heter received or absorbed a Mashu, can now it be considered as an Avela? In the straightforward reading of the Gemara and Rav's statement here on Daf Kuf, which is what he starts with at the beginning of this whole section, we didn't go through that. The simple answer to this question would be no. There's no Chanan in an Isur Mashu. Okay? That's fine. And that's indeed the first paragraph here. And here he gives us an anthology. It's almost like a who's who in Rishonim. Look at this list. He's got the Sefer Yashar. He's got our Tosfos here, Dirav Aska B'Shekodam, B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam. He's got the Sefer Trumos, the Baal Amor, the Sefer Itur, the Ozarua, the Rashba, the Ritva, and the Ran. Not a bad list. And all of these Rishonim agree, Shedin, I underlined it, I don't know if the underline came out, Shedin Chanan Lo Nemar Be'isur Mashu. And that's why Rav stipulates, Kevan Shenos Antam is therefore Chaticha Nas Nevel. Mashu is not enough. Again, no one's denying that Rav prohibits the top Chaticha.
Right.
That's clear, because that received a Mashu from the Nevela, Chatichas Nevela. The question is, do we now convert that piece of meat that absorbed a Mashu into Nevela? And the answer is that, according to this school of thought, no. Now, who disagrees? Ulam, he says, Yesh Rishonim, the Ramban. And the Ramban is quoted in the Rashba, the Ra'on, Berek Abayis, the Ran. Clearly the minority view here, but they hold, Degam Beshir Mashu Ika Din Chanan. According to the Ramban, he's the head of the pack here, you have to reinterpret the words of Rav. Rav assumes, says the Ramban, that there is an Asinas Tam. If you want to see a little bit more of the Ramban, let me just see if I can find it here. I don't want to get distracted if I don't find it immediately. The Ramban, in any event, assumes that almost in all cases, there's going to be an Asinas Tam. That's why Rav mentioned, almost by the by, you know, that there was an Asinas Tam. But it doesn't have to be so.
Okay. There can be an Asinas Tam with a Mashu?
Well, no. A Mashu is the opposite of an Asinas Tam. Meaning,
right.
So when Rav says there was an Asinas Tam, he was talking about the Stam case, you know, the general case. Right, that's the general case. Now, if you look on the top of Samach Beis, again, I'm just floating back and forth, the very top of Samach Beis. Okay, so he says, Ulam Aramban Vara'a Kosvu Shegam B'Mashu Isra Balua Bachaticha Ose Din Hanan. Okay then? And that's the sheet of the Ramban and the Ra'or. Elsewhere here in these in these presentations, oh, maybe it's here. Oh yeah, here, if you take a look at the bottom of Samach Aleph on the left side, he also quotes the Ramban. Ein kavonas haGemara shanevelo mamish nosna tam bechaticha. That's not a requirement. El kavonas haGemara is bashlu yachad bekidera vekach nesra haChaticha. Okay, again, these are more, you know, technical issues about how to fit this all into the straightforward reading of the Gemara. Okay. Now, if we turn to Kuf Chaf Vav, he says the following. Just one second. Yesh lodun begeder din chanan. Ha'im gidro hu heter shema'urav bo isur v'nasel chatichas nevela. O dilma gidro heter sheyesh lo tam shel isur nasel chatichas nevela. He says the following. If heter and isur get mixed up together, and the isur engenders an isur in the heter, and why is that so? It's irrelevant. It could be because of min b'mino b'mashu, according to Rabbi Yehuda. But whatever it is, the bottom line is, as a result of this taroves, the isur engenders an isur in the heter. That itself is enough to say chaticha nases nevela. Meaning, once it becomes also because of this taroves, then it takes on the same identity as the iser in the taroves. The heter becomes iser.
No matter the strength of the iser.
And no matter the strength of the iser. That's one way. O dilma, the other way, is heter sheishlo tam shel iser nasas nevela. When do we say that the heter, that chatichas heter becomes nevela? That's only when absorbed a tam of iser. And therefore, according to the second side, if the heter only received a mashu of isur, and that's exactly what he's going to say here on the bottom right, bir plugta bedin mashu, yeshlomer debaha pligi rishonim bedin isur mashu. According to the Ramban and the Ra'ah, they hold that what's chanan? Heter hamu'urbo isur, the tarovis itself, when it's, I don't know whether to say successful, or well, at least when the Iser is successful in the Tarovis, but as a result of this Tarovis of Iser Heter, the Heter becomes Osur, that itself is Nasa Chatichas Nevela. And therefore, Gam, this you might want to underline, Gam Be Iser Mashu Nemar Din Chanan. Okay, so when he goes back to the first Tzad, where the Oz Gibel was, and he identifies the Ramban with that Tzad, he explicitly mentions that it doesn't matter whether or not the heter received tam or it received a mashu. The bottom line is that the taromas did what it had to do. You know, if you see the iser as a as this evil personality that's trying to achieve a goal, it definitely achieved its goal, and it imparted iser into the heter. That itself is called chaticha nasas nevel. However, according to those who deny this, right, Rabbeinu Tam at the head of the pack, but we had a whole long list, v'seyoso yeshlomar, desfiluhu kitzad beis, like the second possibility, namely, that geter isur chananu shechaticha sheishla tam shel isur. How could you transform this chatichas heter into isur? If it's only got a mashu, it's maybe it's carrying a balua, but if you want to convert the, you know, the meat, the gufo, you know, into a chefta di sura through and through, every single particle, you're going to have to say tam ki'ikar. And tam ki'ikar means that the chaticha seter now received a tam from the nevela. And once that happens, is the heter is converted into iser nases lechatichas nevela v'lachem kasvu on the top left shebe iser mashu leka din chanan. That's according to the second tzad in this chakira.
Intuitively, that makes more sense.
In a certain sense, you're right. I mean, why should we assume that the heter is transformed into iser, that's called chanan, simply because it became aser? You have to go a step further. It becomes aser because of many different reasons, one of which is called the taromus itself. In order to upgrade, you know, and make it that much more severe and bridge the gap between Iser and Nevela, which is Chanan, you have to assume there is a Tam. Once it receives the Tam, that's called Chaticha Nasis Nevela. Now, in the past, we have mentioned, you may recall, the Rosh in Chulin Siman Lamed Zayin. He doesn't mention it here, but I think he implies it in the next paragraph. The Rosh quotes Rabbeinu Tam as saying that if a kezias of basar iser, falls into a taroves of and you can't find it, even if it's not kezias b'techilas pras, but it's less than shishim, everything becomes asur. And Rabbeinu Tam says that Tam Kikud Oraisim means that if I take out a kezayis from this taroves and I eat it, Chas V'Shalom, right? I get Malkus. In other words, I violate. Now there's the question. I mean, you know, in this whole taroves, what are the chances that he took out a full kezayis of the Isur that fell into this taroves? It's close to nil. So how do you comprise a kezias just by taking out a kezias from this mixture? Chances are that what you took out is heter, or at least part heter. And the answer has to be chaticha nasis nevela. And again, that only applies if and when tam ki ikur doraisa applies, which means that there was an asinus tam. So iser fell into tarovus of heter in a ratio of 1 to 59, and therefore everything became asur. And if you take out a kezayis from this whole mixture, according to Rabbeinu Tam, you get malchus. And the Rosh explains to Rabbeinu Tam is saying that a heter nefach lios isur. That's what we mean by chanan. And that's why I think he says here the next paragraph in the name of Rabbaran. Which Rabbaran are we talking about? Do you know? It's like, you know the story that a guy came from Lakewood. He had learned by Rabbaran in Lakewood, and he came to the Rav Shia. So he, in the middle of the Shia, when the Rav was trying to say a Svara, it was not the right moment. He didn't know the rules of the game. But he stood up, he said, "But Rabbaran said." So the Rav said, "I don't care what Rabbaran said. You listen to what I say." He says, "No, Rabbi, I meant your brother Rabbaran." "Oh, what did he say?" But this Rabbaran is not Rabbaran Salvech. This Rabbaran is Rabbaran Kot, Le Mishnas Rabbi Aaron. And he writes that Yisod Din Chanan Noveh Mihod Tam Ki Ikar. Right? That Tam Ki Ikar means that the Heter becomes Asur, and that only applies when there's Tam. Okay? And therefore, even if in other cases you might have an Isur Mashahu, but it's not the Isur Doraisa called Tam Ki Ikar Doraisa. And that might exactly be what Rabbeinu Tam is saying over here when he says that Chanan only applies if there was an Asinas, if there was an Asinas Tam. Now, what I'd like to do is put this on the side for a while and pick up this essay. And you're looking at page Resh Yud. Oh, I'm sorry, this is yours. I get a little confused. Okay? Now, what you're missing here at the beginning is simply a quote of our sugya. You know, Dorash Rav Barbrachana, Uki Rav Hamorale, and that. Okay? So what we're about to start is Hikshu Atosvis Sham. Now, before we start this Hikshu Atosvis Sham, let's open up the Shulchan Aruch for a minute. to Siman Tzadi Beis, Sifkot and Tezayin. Now I'll tell you exactly where it is in the Friedman. It should be on page Pei Ches, if I'm not mistaken. Siman Tzadi Beis. But if you look at for page Pei Ches, that's just a, you know, I think you just had Pei Ches.
No, that was nice.
Oh, that was. Okay. And what we're looking at is the Taz. Now the Taz starts on the previous page. It's a very long Taz. And on the bottom of the previous page, he quotes our sugya. You'll see on the last four lines on page Pei Vav. And Rav's drashav came in shenasan tam b'chaticha. Chaticha atzmanasis nevela. Voseres kol achatichos kulon mipnei shein mina. Now, why does this chaticha that received the tam of the nevela prohibit engender an iser, impart an iser on all the chatichos? Obviously, min b'mino. And the answer is because chaticha nases nevela. So, if you look here on line 4 on page Peches, hikshu atosis. Lamalisha chaticha nesra shenesra nesra mikoach shanavela nasna batam. Tosa is going to ask the question that we've been dealing with already for two days. Why is it that Rav stipulates this condition that the chaticha snevela imparts a tam on the chaticha shchuta, the chaticha seter ha'afil b'mashu yichol lesser osom ipnei sheimina ki hechi shiol seres akarkach. Acheres b'mashu. You know, you admit that min b'mino is going to lead us to prohibit all the chatichos in this kedera, right? That's Rav. And even though the ratio between this chaticha and the rest of the kedera might be 1 in 1,000, why? Because we apply the principle of min b'mino lo batanu. If that be the case, then who cares what difference it makes if the original chaticha received the tam or was only asur b'mashu? The same way that the rest of the kedera is going to be asur because of a mashu, let the chaticha shnia, as we called it, let that receive a mashu. V'tireitz rabbeinu tam, v'zeh l'shonu, d'nehi gufa mitzera b'kolshu, even though it's undeniable that chaticha, we call the chaticha number 2, it becomes asur because it received a mash. Why does it not, even though it's also because of the mash, it does not have the ability to impart the isra on the rest? Rabbi Yehuda, havi min b'mino b'mashu, correct? Is mikol makom hainu dafka shetchila nesar b'mashu. Amal in this bashal acher kach b'mino ein koach lesar in yesh shishim keneged achaticha shenesra. V'lo asrinan mikoach min b'mino b'mashu. Why? Kevon she'ein gufa yisur kan. Right, the nevel itself has been removed. Ela shebola me yisur mashu. V'alkein hoyu shar hachatichos haksheros mutar. So in other words, the din of min b'mino b'mashu, who is enough to engender the yisur on the first chaticha. But when that chaticha now is cooked with, in a second there was with other chatichos, then it cannot engender an iser mashahu in the second chaticha, in the second kedera, the second tarobas. So it means if the first chaticha was nesra because of of a large piece of nevela that gave it time, then oseris b'mashuas min acheros, it can now engender an isan yacheros b'mashu v'lo ma'arishishin kenegdo. If the first chaticha, we call the chaticha number two, but I mean first relative to the second cooking, if that chaticha received the tam, now paradoxically it can engender an isur in the rest of the kedera, even if there is shisha, meaning even though it only gives a mashahu. Why? Because the first chaticha became nevela through the principle of chanan, because it received tam from the original nevela. However, if that chaticha became asura because of a mashu, it cannot engender an iser mashu in the second cooking for the balance the other chatichos in this kedera. So it means that although in the first tarovas there is an iser that is engendered by mashu, but now to take this mashu and say that that mashu itself engenders an iser, that's impossible. And then it's going to be a case of Yain Nesach here, which maybe we'll get into a little bit later on. So that's the part of the Taz that I wanted to see. And the summary of this Taz we can find in the Yalkut HaBi'urim on the last paragraph on page Samach Beis, which we began, but we never really finished it on Tuesday. And that is that ein mashahu osa chanan af shel das Rabbi Yehuda min hamurav b'mino osa b'mashu ha'inu davka k'shenivla mashu b'nisar atzmo ach im ha'chaticha shebala mashu tibol etarovus nosefes shehi mina ein oseres b'mashu. It's interesting. A chaticha can be prohibited by a mashu, but once having done so, it cannot generate an iser to other chatichos through the law of mashu. And we're only going to allow for one mashu, the first mashu, but we're not going to allow for a second mashu. And therefore, im yesh shishim v'tarovos keneged ha'chaticha shebalua bo isur, kol ha'tarovos muteres. Mishum shetrei mashu lo amrina. Those are the words I would underline here. Trei mashu lo amrina. What does it mean, trei mashu? You can become also with one mashu, but now to create a second mashu of isur, that we can't do. Tahainu shemashu min ha'isur oser es ha'tarovas kula, ach mashu min ha'tarovas shenesra b'mashu, eino oser es ha'tarovas kula. Now, what we don't see here in this presentation is any sort of a hezber, a beer lagover. That's why I wanted you to see this page over here. It should say Reish Yud on it. And he says the following. Ubir hataz, I underlined it. The sfirle the rabbi nitam the trei mashu lo amrina. Umemelim lo nesra chaticha el al yidei mashu, eino seres shara chatichos midin min bimino b'mashu. Avol nesra chaticha v'tchila me harbe isur shenosem batam, o shafar o seres shara chatichos shehein mino b'mashu. V'tzorich im b'tam hadov. He wants to understand why this is so. Now again, if the original chaticha that was cooked with the nevela received tam from the nevela, then it can generate an iser on the other chatichos, so in the second cooking, even though it's a ratio of 1 to 1,000. If that second chaticha, meaning the chaticha that chutzarotim that received the tam, now gets cooked with other pieces of meat, it will assa those pieces of meat through mashu. But that's because he started with Nesinas Tam. If on the other hand you didn't start with the Nesinas Tam, you only started with a Mashu, and the ratio between the Nevela and that piece of meat that's outside the Rotev was 1 to 60, that piece of meat now, when it falls or is stirred with the rest of the Kedera, cannot engender an Iser Mashu. You'll need Shishim against it. That's what we saw here in this Taz, correct? Dafka sheitchila nesa b'mashu, avod nispash akap imino ein koch lesar im yesh shishim neged hachaticha shenesra. So let's see, Vanira Bazeh. Do we have that paragraph, Vanira Bazeh? Okay. The Svirle Le Rabbeinu Tam, according to the Taz, the Afal Gav de Min Bimino Vitam Ki Ikar, Travailo Vitali, both Min Bimino and Tam Ki Ikar, let's say Tam Ki Ikar in a simply in a case of Min b'she'edo mino, and the ratio is 1 to 59. In both cases, bittel is ineffective, is inoperative. Mikol akom chalukin hein zeh mizeh. We should not equate the two. Right? You know, if you look at it on a superficial basis, you'll say, wait a minute, these halachas are identical. After all, both in the case of min b'mino, we suspend bittel, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and in the case of Tam Ki Ikar, we suspend Bittel. Aren't they identical? He says, no, they're fundamentally different. The Hecha She Isur Nosan Tam Beheter V'chal Beit Din Tam Ki Ikar Is Chashivi Al Pi Din Ki Ilu Nikar Ha Isur V'adayin Hu Omeid Be'en. This is what we call Hafkas Tarobus. Hafkas Shein Tarobus. The Iser is there. The Afal Pibi Mitzias Harei HaIser Vetem Urob Zeh Bezeh. Ah, you'll ask me, but I don't know where the Iser is. How can you tell me it's there? It's Nikar. It's Omei Bimkomo. It's Be'en. It's not part of the Tarobus. I don't see it. I can't identify it. Where is it? And this would especially be the case for a tarovus of lach balach. But even in the case of lach biyavesh, of a cooking of a piece of meat with potatoes and rotev and the whole 9 yards, I don't know where that piece of meat is. There were other pieces of meat that were heter, everything is mixed together. So that the naked eye fools you to believe that you have here a genuine taromis. But the halachic eye sees something totally different. And that is that since the Issa that fell in, and we don't know where it is, but it fell in, it gave off Tam. And that Tam is a significant Tam, meaning the ratio is 1 to 59 between the Iser and the Heter. Therefore, Tam Ki Ikar d'Oraisa tells me that wherever the Iser is, it's Nikar b'mkomo. It's Nikar b'mkomo. We had a similar svar, you may recall, when we spoke about Hafkas Bittel in a Dover Chashuv, right? In a Chetich Rilus Kabed, in a Birya, in a Dover Sheva Minyan. In all those cases also, we said that the Iser is Nikar b'mkomo because of its chashivus. We don't know where it is. We can't identify it. You know, no one could point that finger and say, there's the Iser in this mixture. But nevertheless, the Iser stands on its own. I'm just giving you a beispiel, you know, just a mashal amad dover doma. He's now applying this to Tam Ki Ikar. Okay. Masha'en came b'min b'mino. In contrast, what happens in min b'mino, which according to Rabbi Yehuda is afil b'elflo batel? Hasam, that's not hafkas hatarobes. Lo amin in shisa adayin u be'en v'nikar b'mkomo v'yen kan tarobes. El Yolam Chal Shem Taroves. We do have a Taroves. And a Taroves normally would allow me to apply Bittel because the ratio here between the Is and the Heter is 1 to 1,000. So what's the halacha of min b'mino lo batel? Rak lo chal ha-matir shel ha-tarovis. In other words, the tarovis has within it a matir of bittel. In this case, the tarovis cannot achieve its goal and generate bittel. So we deactivate bittel. The alpi din lo mahanya tarovis lo batel es ha-isur. The tarovis does not have the power to engender bittel. Why? Because of Rabbi Yehuda's principle, min bimino lo batel. What happened to Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda saw in the parasha of Avodas Yom HaKippurim a mixture between dam asor and dam apar. The bloods were mixed in the same klisharis, and then they were sprinkled on the parochas, and nevertheless there's a kiyum here of both dam hapar and dam hasoyer. And what does it mean? It means that we have a tarovis, but there's no bittel. That's what seems to be happening in the case of Rabbi Yehuda of min bimino lo batel. We suspend the halacha of bittel despite the fact that we affirm the existence of a tarovis. Now, all this is very conceptual, very abstract, and would often seem to be theoretical and almost irrelevant. Like, what difference does it make? You know, you have almost a linguistic distinction here. In both cases, there's no bittel. Says Rav Soloveitchik, but there's a fundamental difference as to why there's no bittel. In the case of Tam Kiki, there's no bittel because there's no tarovis. In the case of Min Bimino Biel Flo Bottle, there is a tarovis, but tarovis is impotent. It doesn't have the power to engender bittel. Okay, fine. Oh, the nafkemina is Rabbeinu Tam's chiddush, and that is that although the halacha does not allow us to apply bittel, it blocks out, you know, ties our hands from applying activating bittel in the case of Min Bimino, but that's only in the first tarobis. That's what the halacha is. That in the first taroves, bittel is completely suspended, it's inactive, and therefore even a mashu is awesome. But now we get a second taroves. Why? Because we took this piece of meat from the first taroves that received a mashu, and now it fell into another taroves with more heter. You know, heter that wasn't a baldover, you know, in the first cooking. And that's what he writes here. I think I underlined it, if you see it. Avolokshen is arva tarovah shal isav heter ba'od heter. You know, when the first mixture gets mixed up in a second mixture, then we don't say that bittel is suspended. Now we're going to operate within the framework of bittel. Bittel is back out of the bullpen, you know, and it starts pitching his balls. What do I mean? I mean to say that now in the second taroves, I have a right to apply bittel. The halacha of mashu no longer applies. When does halacha of mashu apply? Which means mashu equals suspension of bittel. That's in taroves number one. But in taroves number two, we don't have such halacha that bittel is inoperative. Again, this is only relevant to min bimino. It's not going to be relevant to min b'sheino mino. Why not? What happens to the following? Let's say you have a mixture of min b'sheino mino, and now some of that mixture falls into another tarovis. Well, it's going to ask the second tarovis in the same exact way that it asked the first tarovis. Why don't we say this chiluk? The answer is because there is no tarovis. If you recall, when we applied the principle of Tam Ki Ikar, we suspended the Tarovis and Gans, and there is no Tarovis. It was Isur Nikar Bimkomo, Vu Omed Bien, Vlo Chalov Shein Tarovis Kol Ikar. So it doesn't matter how many millions of times it falls from this part to that part to a third part, etc., etc., ad infinitum, it's always going to engender Isur. Why? Because there was no Chalos Tarobas. Masha Ein Kein, in the case of Rabbi Yehuda Min Bevina Lo Batel, this is not a Hafkos HaTarobas, but rather it's Hafkos Bidl. No, you're lasting my nafkamina. Come on, give it a break. What difference does it make? You're splitting hairs. Call it Hafkos Tarobas, call it Hafkos Bidl. It's all the same. The answer is no. Because when you're talking about Hafkos Bidl, that's not a, what shall I say, an absolute rule. Hafkos Bidl only applies to the first Tarobas. But when something goes from the first Tarobas to the second Tarobas, that's already a tarovus of a tarovus. You know, it's kind of like a svek sveker. You know, you had one suffix and then it fell into another suffix. There's a whole sugya in Ksuvos called Almonas Isa. So you have a woman who is a suffix halola, and she herself gets mixed up into families. We don't know where she is in the family. She marries into a larger family of Kohanim, right? So then you have a svek sveker. Here too, it's like a svek-svek. You had one tarovus, and in that tarovus, Min Bevino had the power of suspending bittul. But if you have another tarovus, that original halacha of hafkas bittul no longer applies. V'hainu mashu kosev ha-taz. This is the deeper meaning of what the Taz had to say. The trei mashu lo amrin pirush the hoil ubitaroves min bimino l'rabbi the shapir ika shem tarovus. Rabbi Yehuda never postulated that the Isur in Min Bimino is Nikar. It's not Nikar. Everything's Mishka Babel together. It's all the same Min. It's a Tarobas. That Rabbi Yehuda doesn't deny. But what he derives from Dama Par and Dama Sayer is the conclusion that you cannot apply Bittul. Right? Let's say the Dam HaPar was a lot more voluminous than the Dam HaSoyer, but nevertheless, the Dam HaSoyer retains its identity because Bittul doesn't operate in Min Bimino. It doesn't mean that we're denying the Tarobas. And therefore, Ein HaIsur Omid Be'en Bifnei Atzmo, the Isur is mixed up in a Tarobas, and Melech Shuvein Kocho, Less or B'mashu, in a second Tarobas. So that Chiddush of Mashu, which is called Hafkas Bittul, was only said vis-a-vis the first Tarobas, but it was never formulated vis-a-vis the second Tarobas. Now, the problem with this whole Shtickel Torah is there's one premise, and the whole castle, you know, either stands or falls on this premise. And the premise itself is highly questionable. And that premise is that in the case of Min B'Sheino Mino, there's no Tarobas, but we rather view the Isra as Nikar. And why is that? Because the Halach of Tam Ki Ikar. That's a problem. Why? Because many Rishonim seem to assume that Tam Ki Ikar is not an Isur Nevela, shall we say. It's not a Losasa, right? If you eat Nevela, Chas Shom, you violate a Losasa. So what happens if you eat Tam Ki Ikar? Meaning you have a Taroves, in which Nevela fell into Heter. The ratio is 1 to 59, let's say Min B'Sheino Mino. And now the Heter is Asur. What is the status of that Isur? It's an Isur called Tam Ki Ikar, but is it literally Tam Ki Ikar? Is it, as we said before, Ha'isar Nikar B'mkomo V'lo Chalov Shein Tarobas? If that be the case, he should be violating a Losasa when he eats from this Tarobas. And in fact, Tosus Shita on the previous Daf, on Daf Tzadites, in the name of the Rimi Arlinish, is that Tam Ki Ikar is only an Isur Aseh. It means that there is a tarovus here. Something was achieved by the tarovus. Remember, I asked you before, my nafkamina, why are you pressing me to determine whether there is a tarovus or not a tarovus? Just ask me one question: is it bitter or is it not bitter? The answer is, what kind of an Easter do you violate after you apply the principle that Easter generated an Isur on the Heter in this Tarobas? if there's no tarovus at all, then you violate the isa nevela, which is isa lav. It's a lotasa like any other lotasa. If on the other hand there is a tarovus, then what did that tarovus accomplish? And the answer is, even though there's no bittul, because tam kikar is mafkia bittul, but nevertheless the tarovus did achieve something. Eret ofkutumin, right? What was the off to? That now you reduce the Iser from the level of a losase down to the level of an Iser esse. In fact, the Kesavish is of the opinion in more than one place that the Rambam is somewhat close to the Shita of Rabbeinu Arlinish. Not, you know, he doesn't make the, you know, how should I say, he doesn't embrace the Rimei Arlinish in totality. But he does agree that the Tarovus now reduces the level of the Iser. For example, the halacha is that if you have macholas asuras that are chayiv kares, for example, chelev or chametz, etc., if that falls into a Tarovus and it engenders a principle of tam ki ikar, then the Rambam says that you don't get kares for such a thing. So again, the Rambam may not be as radical as the Rimei Arlinish to reduce it down to an Iser Aseh, but he certainly agrees in principle to the Rimei Arlinish that there is a Tarovus here, and a Tarovus hot ufketan, and instead of getting Kares, you will be chayev, in the worst case scenario, Malkus for Tamki, but not Kares. And this is the Kesavish's diuk in the Rambam in Hilchus Chometz Umatzo with regard to that chayev Kares. And you have a similar diuk in the Megillas Esther, that's a super commentary on the Sefer Mitzvahs, and he comes to the identical conclusion. But not only that, it really goes way beyond that. Because what is the source for min bimino lo botel? Which according to Rav Soloveitchik means that there is a tarovus, but we inactivate bittul. The source is the sugya in Menachos. And Rabbi Yehuda brought a proof from the case of the lokach midam apar midam asoyer. Now, that becomes the paradigm for Rabbi Yehuda's halacha of min bimino lo bata. But in fact, what happens over there? It's still considered dam soyer, even though the dam apar is meruba bimenu, and that proves that the dam soyer is not bottle. Now, according to this presentation that we had before, in the case of min bimidol or bottle, there is a tarovus. And if there is a tarovus, then where is the dam hapor and where is the dam asoyer? The Torah says that the Kohen Gadol has to take from the dam hapor and from the dam asoyer. If there's a tarovus, that's impossible. On the contrary, what you see from the original sugya menachos of Rabbi Yehuda ben Vidal Obatel is that there's afkar shem tarovus, which means that the dam hapor remains separate and the dam asoyer remains separate. And that's exactly why the halacha of bittul doesn't apply, because bittul only applies when you have a tarovus, and here there's no tarovus. Elsewhere, the Rav spoke about Dorosha Yesh Lo Matirin, and there too he insisted that Dorosha Yesh Lo Matirin is not mafkia tarovus. The Dorosha Yesh Lo Matirin is ma'urav. It's just mafkia bittul. Or according to the Ran and Dorin, we view it as heter beheter, and heter beheter is not a tarovus. That's a different way of learning. And now I think we can go back to page Samach Gimel here, and okay. He says, Ulam Hashach Nechlak al Hataz, because of Shebechomitz bePesach im his Arev Mashu Chomitz bTarovis, because of his Arev Mashu min haTarovis bTarovis Acheres Hakol also. So the Shach in the Kudus HaKesef, which we have right here, it's hard to juggle all these gigantic stones here. So it's on Pei Ches, yeah. And he says, what does he quote to give the Sugim Psachim? I'm just trying to find. On the top? Chomitz bePesach, the Iser Mashu Shalom Midr Abbanon, he says, Ein Dvarv Nechonu Bekama Dinim Shonim. All right. So it's a long discussion here, but let's just see if we can focus on the main point. He says the following. So again, Chametz bePesach is Osir B'Mashu, and not only that, if it now, from that Tarovas, it falls into a second Tarovas, then it also Osirs everything B'Mashu. And therefore, we see that it's not correct that according to Rabbeinu Tam, the second Taroves is different than the first Taroves, that we mafkia bittul in the first Taroves, but we can apply bittul to the second Taroves. Ubir shekamonis harishonim shechaticha blua b'mashuhu b'mashu shal isur is eno seres Taroves acheres b'mashu afle Rabbi Yehuda shemim b'inu b'mashu ayin kemavur b'ran. Now we're going back to the Ran. And what does the Ran say? She'ein divrei Rabbi Yehuda amurim el kshatam ha'iser omer b'fnei atzmo sha'oz einu batel b'mino li'olam ak sha'iser balua b'chaticha acheres sha'oz tam acher ma'urav b'iser. Now this phrase tam acher ma'urav b'iser, I think, is borrowed from Masechta Bava Kamma, from Dinei Nezikin, because the Gemara there talks about the unique mazik, av mazik, called Eish. And what's unique about Eish? In order for the fire to burn, let's say he Reuven lit the fire here, the wind carries the fire to a different place. That's called Koach Acha Me'uruvbo. So he's now borrowing that phrase, and he's saying Tam Acher Me'uruvbo. And the basic source for Rabbi Yehuda is the fact that the Iser and the Heter are exchanging tam, and the heter is now receiving iser directly from the iser. Here, the iser doesn't stand alone as pure, unadulterated iser, but rather it's also a mixture of heter. That's the nature of mashu. Aksha iser balu v'chaticha cheres. Oz tam achem uruv beisur v'eno nechshav ke'ilu ke'eno nechshav ke'eno mino legabi shara chatichos kevon shehu ma'urov b'tam heter v'tam isur v'chatichos enon ma'urovos v'imkein ein min zeh domel chaveru. So the language here of the Ran is somewhat challenging, to say the least. We're going to need, I think, to take this up as a separate topic. I'm just looking at my clock. Okay, we have just 3 minutes to finish up. We'll leave this last piece in the Ran for Bli Neder next time. But what we want to do is just give an overview of the main points that we discussed. We said the following, that there are two dinim, and they both, at the face of it, look identical, because in both cases the Iser imparts Iser into the Heter and Bittul doesn't operate, but yet below the surface, fundamentally, they're different. The first case was the case of Rabbi Yehuda of Min Bimino Afilu Belaflo Batel, and certainly there Bittul does not operate. And the second case was Tam Ki Iker Doraisa, let's say in the classical case of Min B'She'eino Mino. There too, because of the Tam, there's no Bittul. So at the face of it, you could say in both cases there's no Bittul. So maybe they're identical. No. In the case of Min B'She'eino Mino and Tam Ki Iker, what we're saying is that the Tam is still in the Taromis. The Iser is still in the Taromis, because there's a Tam of significance. The ratio is 1 to 59 in this Taromis. And that's called not Hafkas Bittul, but Hafkas Taromis, meaning the halachic entity of a Taromis, when there really is a mixture, allows me to apply Bittul. And one element, let's call it the Heter, overwhelms the Iser, or trumps the Iser. That's because they're mixed together in one Taromis. Tam Ki Iker tells me that it's impossible for you to claim that they're all mixed together, and therefore the Iser is going to lose its identity, because the Iser still shouts out, I'm here, if Bindu, my Tam is here. And he gave it to a Kvela, he would testify to that effect. Masha Enkin, in the case of Min Bimino, where Rabbi Yehuda applies the principle of Lo Batel, that's not a Hafkas Taroves, that's Hafkas Bittul. There is in fact a Taroves, they are mixed together, they form one entity, so that is a Taroves. Rabbi Yehuda cannot deny that, but rather he suspends Bittul. And that's only Halach and Hilchus Bittul, which is derived from Damapar and Damapar and Damasoy. We pointed out that there's a basic problem in this approach, and that is that if you're going to tell me that Tam Ki Iker means literally that the Iser is Nikar Bimkomo, that's as far that we gave, if you recall, with Dover Chashuv, whether it was Dover Shevavinyan and Birya and then Chetich Rius Kavit, then we should be Chayv Malkus for eating this Tam Ki Iker, because Tam Ki Iker means that the Iser is still there. And yet we saw that Tosis quotes the Rebbe Olayinish, it's only an Iser essay, the case of Mishnah interprets the Rambam, that it's an Iser Malkus, but we suspend Kares, and all this seems to indicate that there is a Taromis. Not that Tam Ki Iker is Mafkia the Taromis, and therefore you can't even talk about Bittul. No, there is a Taromis. And a Taromis hat ufgetan, the Taromis accomplished something, it reduced the nature of the Iser, because there is a mixture. Hello, well, we can't apply Bittul, and Tam Ki Iker is just Hafkas Bittul. In fact, if you want to talk about Hafkas Taroves, in the case of Min Bimino, we might be tempted to say it's Hafkas Taroves. Horai, in the case of Damapar, Damasoyer, where we said there is no Bittul, the Kohen Gadol could be Makayim his Chiyuv Zrika, with both the Dam Hapar and Damasoyer mixed together, it must be that they didn't form one entity. If they form one entity, then he would not be Makai in the din of Damapar, and certainly not the din of Damasoy. Okay, then? And now we'll learn a little bit of Yoredeh. Good. Do we have a possibility, as I always ask of a Friedman? Oh, excellent.